What up, y'all? This is Mike Brown, and I just wanted to say thank you for tuning into this week's episode of The Art of Letting Go. If you're enjoying the show, please subscribe wherever you're listening to it. Also, make sure you leave a comment. Let other people know what you think. If you would like to support the show, we got merch on Teespring, as well as a Patreon, where I'm giving exclusive content to the subscribers. Thank you to everybody that's subscribing already. But if y'all ready to get into the show, this is The Art of Letting Go. Yo, what up? This is Mike Brown, and this is The Art of Letting Go. Today, I have a special guest in the building. Avid listener.
Yeah.
Which is really dope, and I really appreciate. Would you mind introducing yourself to the people?
Hello, I am Tori House. I'm situated in New Orleans, Louisiana. I am an attorney. I am a notary. I am a bartender.
Okay. That's what's up. And Tori is my cousin. So, you know, we go way, 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 way back.
Way.
How you doing today, cuz?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm doing really good. I can't complain. You know, we are, 10 months into the COVID era, and we still here. We still alive.
Yeah.
So things are great. Things are going amazing.
Still employed. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Still employed.
Allowed right minds.
Yeah. Yeah. So a lot of blessings, you know. But I brought you on the show because, you know, this month I really wanted to focus on just goals and dreams and passions, and something that I posted online that you reached out to me about was a vision board.
Yes.
And have you ever created one?
I've never created a vision board in my life. I've always heard about them. I've always seen other people do them. And I've really, in the past few years, I even said, I'm gonna do it. And I never got around to it. But this year, I got around to it.
That's dope. That's really dope.
It's small, but it's still something.
So what was your process like? Well, first, what is a vision board? Can we talk about that just for the listeners that may not know what they are?
So to me, a vision board is what you project or what you anticipate doing, what you anticipate happening. And most people do it for 1 year, but really I even went with my niece and she created a vision board, and hers is a lifelong vision board. So it was interesting to see what she aspires to be, what she aspires to happen in her life, you know, and I was like, wow, this girl really, she understood what I was doing and she wanted to be a part of it as well.
You should definitely save that. You should definitely hold on to that for her. That's really dope.
Yep.
That's really dope. So what was your process like in creating yours?
I just knew at my age, I mean, I'm not old, but I'm not young either. So I knew some things that I was doing in the past, it was kind of immature. And it was immature because it wasn't really what would get me to the next level. For example, like I'm not married, I don't have kids. So you would think a person who doesn't have all of these extra responsibilities would easily conquer whatever goals or whatever they put there, you know, whatever they put on their minds. But for me, I was just riding the wave, just living from day to day and not really achieving anything. A lot of people say, oh, you're so good at this, you're so good at that, oh, you're really doing it. But to me, I don't think I'm doing it, to be honest. So and I went back to a scripture. I can't tell you exactly what scripture it is, but I remember the words. Without vision, your plans fail. Like you have to write down the vision, make it plain. And that's something that I failed to do. I failed to write things down. I failed to put it on where I can see it. And I said, well, you know what, God, maybe that's what you want me to do. Maybe you want me to write it down so I can look at it every day, every week, every month, every year for these things to happen. So that's why. That's my reasoning for actually doing a vision board this year.
Wow, that's really dope.
Ooh.
I wanted to go back to something you said because it definitely stood out to me. But you said you feel like you're not doing it, and I just want to know why do you feel like that?
I just don't. I think maybe my pockets, like my pockets don't say that I'm doing it. Like I don't live paycheck to paycheck, but
Right.
I can't. Like some people can just go get up and go take a flight somewhere. I can't do that. And that's sad because I'm single. I don't have all these astronomical bills. I don't have anything extra, but it's something that I know that I need to cut out so that I can do some of the other things that I want to do.
I feel you, and I also want to tell you, like, don't measure your success to your pockets. And I only say that because I know, I mean, you're a lawyer, so you have accomplished a lot that a lot of people haven't. You know what I mean? And like you like every time I talk to you, you always in positive spirits. Like you are a very caring and loving person. So, I think you should definitely look at like your definition of what quote unquote doing it really is, you know what I'm saying?
True. You're right. You're right. I guess I don't know. Like I want to, I don't know. I want to do what I say I want to do and not do what I've been doing.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what I equate it to. Like I want to travel the world, not just travel the US.
Yeah.
So maybe that's one of the things that I'm speaking of.
Do you feel pressure being a black woman to be at a certain level?
Oh no, I don't let outside influences, I don't let others dictate what I should do, what I should be, where I should be. No, because I would be stressed out like no other. No.
Yeah.
I can't handle it, to be honest. I can't.
I feel you. I feel you.
Like a lot of people, they look at entertainers and what have you. No, I can't tell you. I know the name Cardi B, but I don't know who that is, to be honest.
That's funny.
Don't know.
What's some of your biggest visions that you had on your vision board?
Marriage,
Okay.
but I know that before marriage comes a relationship, right? So relationship.
Yeah.
Relationship, marriage. I want to invest more. Like I've been investing with stocks, but I want to get into real estate.
Okay.
So that's on my vision board this year. Let me take a look at it real quick.
Yeah, go for it.
And I have an airplane, so that's my travel. That's my goal. I want to travel more. I don't know what COVID gonna do, but I want to
Yeah.
travel more. And I have the stock investment. I want a new car. I wanted it last year, but the way my pockets were set up, I'm not foolish now. I know not to just go get something just to say I have it. Like I don't, no. And then I need to get my health back in order. My
Okay.
health fitness, yeah, definitely.
That's
Because
what's
I had
up.
a pretty good scare last year with my blood pressure. It was through the roof.
Yeah.
So health and fitness. Yeah.
Shit, I'm glad to hear you doing good with that. How do you feel like you are as far? I mean, I know the year's just started, but do you feel like you're on track with what you put on your vision board?
I actually, not to talk too much about it, but as far as my investments, I've spoken with a relative, I'll leave it at that. And we're on the path to establishing LLC in terms of getting more properties, because we already have two. We're getting more properties and building on the two that we currently have. I'm saying we, but they. I'm going to speak into existence.
That's dope, though. That's really dope.
So we're going to become partners and do that. So I'm on track with the investment part. Now the relationship, I don't know, cuz.
That's funny.
Oh, and I have twins. I have twins on my board too. So
Okay.
whoever this man is, he got to be ready.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where do you feel like your challenges come in relationships? And I ask that because, I mean, you are a very driven person, and you know, like, I don't know. And I guess I could see where men might be a little intimidated by you just because of your career and, you know, just your sureness of yourself and stuff, but I'm curious to know your perspective on things.
I was talking to a coworker slash friend last week or week before last. I think it was last week. And she told me, she said, because she's older, she said, "I don't want you to end up like me." I said, "What you mean?" She said, "By yourself." I said, why would I be with myself?" She said, "Because you're mean."
Wow.
And she meant mean to the other sex. You know, like I
Okay.
mean it when it comes to like, say a young man wants to take me out
Yeah.
and then he ends up canceling. Well, at that point, I'm aggravated, you know,
Of
and
course,
so,
yeah.
right. And so I'm not going to respond to you the way I once responded to you before you stood me up or before you canceled on me. And so she said, "Well, don't approach it like that. People, things do come up. So forgive him and, just move on." She said, "But all the other stuff you do, like it's just extra and it comes across as being mean." I said, "Okay." So I think, well, I don't think, I did evaluate and I did look back on some past interactions. And I was like, you know what? Maybe I am, or I can be. Not I am mean, but I can be mean to people when things don't go my way. And so not only am I mean, but I'm kind of selfish. So once I get out of that, Lord help me, once I get out of then maybe, prayerfully, I can keep one.
That's hilarious.
But that's the truth.
Yeah.
And it
So
hurt. She said it initially. But after I thought about it, I said, she's right. I can be mean.
but would you feel in a way about somebody like flaking on you? Would that be you knowing your worth? You know? 'Cause like I guess 'cause mean is I guess a subjective word, and I'm kind of like would you supposed to be more submissive? You know what I mean?
But okay, I see what you're saying. And maybe that's what she meant. But I always look at it as I'm not being submissive to a man who's A, not my husband, or B, not trying to be my husband.
I feel you. I absolutely feel you.
So I think that's where I have to seek God and, see exactly where He wants me to be.
Now, this is another question I have that just popped in my head. What if that man is not in New Orleans?
Because I didn't try it all over the US.
I
I've dated a guy, and I've dated two guys in Chicago before.
Yeah.
They lived in Chicago at the time. I've dated a guy in Jackson, Mississippi before, who lived in Jackson, Mississippi at the time. I've dated a guy in Texas. He wasn't in Houston. I forgot what part. And he lived in Houston at that time. I dated a guy in South Carolina. So he might not be in New Orleans, but at this stage of my life, if he's not in New Orleans, he needs to, and not just him, we both will need to really decide what we're going to do, not immediately, but I don't have time to play.
Yeah.
I feel you. So if you're serious about it, then I can be serious about it with you, and we can work towards something more meaningful. But just back and forth, I don't have time for it, and not at this point. 10 years ago, yeah.
Yeah,
and I don't mean to get serious with you, but yeah, that's where I stand.
No, I feel you. I definitely feel you. What would your ideal relationship look like at this time? What would your ideal relationship with your partner, yourself in a relationship? What does all that look like?
Big pregnant. he has to have love for God that will trickle down to me. If you don't truly love God, how can you ever truly love me? And so that's what I really, I really look for. And I don't ask the person. I just watch, observe, and see what their daily routine is like. Even if they bring it up, I'm not bringing it up because I don't want them to feel pressure, but see if they ever bring it up. And if they don't, it doesn't necessarily mean that they don't, love God, but if you really love something, love someone, it's going to be shown. Other people are going to know that you love this, you love that. Like my love for Starbucks. Everybody knows I love Starbucks. but do they know that I love Cousin Mike?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I think number one, your love for God is the most important thing in me searching or me accepting a mate for myself.
Yeah.
And then after that, then, everything else falls into place.
Yeah. Do you feel like the guys you've dated have been on your level, as far as just everything intellectually, all that?
I would say 75%, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And I don't look at educational.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, no, because that doesn't mean much of anything, because you can have the most education and be, there's a doorknob.
Yeah.
So, but you can have the least education, book education, and be the brightest light bulb in the room,
Right.
Education level has never meant anything to me. Now, how determined or how adamant you are about different things, then that's what really draws my attention. If you've never been to college, but you in music, you in the film industry, and you working your tail off, and you doing, working day, night, you might have a little side gig just to make your little couple of dimes, but I see that you're working so hard at what you really love, then why not talk to you,
Right.
Yeah.
So be ambitious.
Yes.
That's what's up. What do you feel like you bring to the table in relationships?
I bring stability. I bring peace because I used to be a firecracker, cuz. I used to be a firecracker, but I have calmed down so much.
Yeah.
And I bring love more than anything. And really, like the black man, and I'm saying a black man because I don't see myself dating outside my race,
Yeah.
but you never know. But
Yeah.
the black man, they don't really receive love from any angle, in my opinion.
Yeah.
The black man hate on them, the white man hate on them, the black woman beating them, like they, so I think love is the most important factor that I bring when dealing with a guy.
That's important. That's important. What advice would you give to a young Tory? You that firecracker Tory in dating?
Calm down, Toe. Calm down. Relax. But other than that, I think the best piece of advice that I can give to my younger self is don't settle and don't rush.
Yeah, that's
Because
real.
I know when I was younger, I did settle for other things, and not just relationship wise, but as a whole. I settled with hanging with certain people because that was the cool thing. I settled with my living situation because that was the cool thing. So I always wanted to fit in. I never wanted to stand out. And so I think that would be one thing that I would tell myself, like it's okay to stand out.
That's what's up. 'Cause what is it like for you being a woman in law? I know we transitioning, but that, like, I've always been curious about that.
A woman in law first, and then I'll talk about a black woman in law. Where I work now, I think it's very accepted. I work for the city attorney's office in New Orleans. It's very, very accepting. Our city attorney is actually a black woman.
Okay.
So I think that might be the reasoning for my response. But once you're in private practice or even maybe Jefferson Parish, I'm not really sure what their climate is like there, but when you're in private practice, I know that it is much different because I was in private practice prior to city attorney's office, and it was very, extremely difficult in navigating anything when it relates to the opposing party court. So I think if you don't have any guidance, anybody to assist you with anything, it can be very difficult. Now, for a black woman in law, it's more accepting, I think, than being a black man in law. But black women in law, it's as a whole, it's very difficult. Well, in Louisiana, I should say, because I don't know about other states. But I think that it's becoming more accepting.
Yeah.
I think that black women rock.
That's real.
Like we get it done for real. And I look at my counterparts, my non-black women counterparts, and I'm like, I didn't did 10 million things today, and you did one. Like
Yeah.
how? Like
Yeah.
how are you not doing 10 things, but black women in law, we rock. And
That's
I'm
what's
not just
up.
talking about myself, I'm talking about all of the black women that I know who practice law. They get it done.
Yeah. What's been your biggest challenge and how did you get over it?
I'm still getting over it. My biggest challenge in, you're talking about in law,
Yeah,
right?
in law.
Yeah. So my biggest challenge, right now I am in the middle of two different departments.
Yeah.
I'm in in-house and litigation. And in-house is pretty, I mean, pretty easy.
Yeah.
Not easy, but it's not, I don't know the words right now, but it's much easier than litigation. Let me just say that.
Yeah.
With litigation, you're juggling all these cases at one time. Attorney from case A might call you, and then attorney from case B might call you 10 minutes later. The cases are not related. So now you're scrambling your brain trying to figure out, wait, what's this case about? But you have to be on your toes all the time. And so I think the not hard part, but the part that I'm dealing with is juggling everything because I'm doing in-house, I'm doing litigation. I have a hearing tomorrow, not really tomorrow, but I have a hearing tomorrow. Then next week, I have to file this motion. And so I think just juggling everything has been my challenge.
Yeah.
And it's probably going to continue to be a challenge until I don't know until when. It's really a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot. But this is what I wanted. This is what I prayed for. And this is what was prophesied over my life. My great grandfather prophesied before I even knew about anything that I would be an
Wow.
attorney.
Wow.
So this is exactly where God wants me to be, and I'm doing it.
What advice would you give to black women and women, black women, like just coming up in law? Like, what advice would you give them that you wish somebody probably would have gave you?
Yeah, definitely do internships that you're interested in. Not just do an internship just to say you have an intern. Not just do an internship because it'll look good on your resume, but do something that you are truly, truly interested in, because once you get out of law school, you won't have that background, you won't have that information to back yourself up if you don't do those internships. So, and I didn't do those types of internships. So that's why I would give that advice. I interned with the legislature when I was in law school, and I knew I didn't want to be a legislator, but I did it because it would look good on my resume.
Yeah.
I interned with the chancellor of the law center. And I did that because it would look good on my resume, not
Yeah.
because it would assist me. I didn't want to work at a law school. I didn't want to become an instructor, you know, so that wouldn't help me along the way. So definitely if whatever you're interested in, and I would suggest that you get an internship in that. If you don't know, then at that point, then you need to have a heart to heart. You know, go sit down with a counselor and see, you know, if they can help you so
Yeah.
that you can do those internships that interest you. Yeah.
That's what's up. What is one piece of advice or like one life lesson that you could share with the listeners?
One life lesson. You should have asked me this so I could think about
No,
this. One
it's all
life.
good. You could take your time.
Don't get a dog, no.
Yeah.
One life lesson. I don't know. Do what makes you happy. Do what you're good at. You know, don't try to reinvent the wheel, you know, but make it stand out for yourself.
That's
I think it's
dope.
almost it.
What is, so I got just a couple of random questions for you, and then I have another segment that we're gonna do, but what is one reminder that you want to set for yourself in the future?
If it is to be, it is up to me.
Okay. And yeah, that was it on that section. But I have a new segment. It's called
All right.
5 Questions of Freedom, sponsored by Feel Free to Feel Free. So I'm gonna ask you 5 questions, and you gotta answer these questions as fast as you can.
Oh, Lord, I'm nervous.
The Hornets or the Saints?
The Saints. Wait, the Hornets or the Pelicans? Because if it's
I'm
the Pelicans,
sorry. I'm sorry. The Pelicans. I forget. The Pelicans or the Saints?
the Pelicans.
Okay. Lil Wayne or Big Frieda?
Don't know. Frida.
Okay. Who's your favorite DJ in New Orleans?
This a trick question?
No, it's your answer.
I have two.
Okay.
It's gonna be DJ Rod Smooth
Okay.
and DJ Big Cheese.
Okay. 4th question, crawfish or gumbo?
Ooh, we doing bald crawfish?
Yeah.
That one.
Okay. And last but not least, Mardi Gras essence.
Oh, Mardi Gras. Oh, essence. Oh, I don't know both of them. Yeah, we're gonna because it's two totally different events, two totally different vibes. Essence is real good for the seminars. I mean, the concerts are good too. I'm gonna go with essence.
Okay.
It took me a while to get to the answer.
It's all good.
I like Mardi Gras, but I'll just take everything that comes along with Mardi Gras, like king cake. I had a piece today, cuz you're gonna enjoy yours when you get it. Oh.
Appreciate that. I'm looking forward to it.
Yes. So I'm gonna go with essence though.
Okay, that's what's up. Cause where can the people find you?
On Instagram, it's Miss Tori Michelle ESQ, no underscores. And on Twitter, my dog just ran in here, I
No,
don't
it's
know.
all good.
On Twitter, I think it's the same, at Miss Tori Michelle ESQ. If not, it's at Miss Tori Michelle. And I also have a new Instagram that I'm trying to get up there. It's at Lady Justice 925. Yeah.
Okay. And that's the law Instagram.
Yes, that's my law
All right,
Instagram.
so if y'all need a lawyer, y'all know where to go.
Yes.
Cuz thank you so much for being on the show. I really appreciate you being here. Thank y'all for listening. This is Mike Brown, and this is The Art of Letting Go. Peace. Thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of The Art of Letting Go. If you like what you heard, please be sure to subscribe to us wherever you listen to this podcast and leave a comment. Let us know what you think. Let other people know what you think as well. If you want to get in touch with us, hit us up on all social media at The Art of Letting Go Podcast. Also, you can send me an email, theartoflettinggopodcast@gmail.com, or give us a call. Leave a message. We might play it on the show. 213-394-2773. Also, if you would like to support The Art of Letting Go, we got some really cool merch, as well as we're now on Patreon. You can find us, The Art of Letting Go Podcast. Subscribe to us. Thank you guys for listening. This is Mike Brown, and this is The Art of Letting Go.